Before we dive into today's episode, I want to tell you about a free three-act worksheet to help you structure your story. Whether you're a plotter or a pantser, a novelist or short fiction writer, this three-act worksheet will help you navigate your material and even begin each new story with a better plan. Download yours at nancypannuccio.com/act. Stop getting stuck in the middle of your draft. Go grab this free worksheet, nancypannuccio.com/act. The idea is to attach thoughts and feeling to the action. What happens means something. It has personal implications. In turn, the meaning makes something happen. Writer Unleashed is for you, a writer who has a story you want to bring onto the page and into the hearts and minds of readers. I'm Nancy Pannuccio, writer, editor, and writing coach. And each week, we'll explore techniques, mindsets, and inspiration for writing stories readers can't put down. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Now let's begin. Often I'll get a manuscript in which a lot of dramatic events happen. There's high drama, but the main character doesn't seem to change at all. This is common with stories that rely more on plot. What happens in these stories is that character change is more like a sudden leap rather than a hard-won, gradual internal journey. There's no real arc of change that results from an ever-present pursuit of something meaningful and an ongoing struggle. There's usually an event that happens at the end that results in a sudden realization, like an epiphany. New information is dropped that we never saw coming. The change is tacked on at the end, and we don't see the slow manifestation of the main character's internal change. At the other end of the spectrum are writers who are creating more character-driven stories. These are stories that are more about a state of being than what happens. The character will think about his or her story problem. He or she will ponder, ruminate, reflect, and feel their way through the story, mostly through internal monologue, but the character won't shift into action. The character will think about what already happened rather than face it head on in present action. Now, some of us are just more comfortable writing about feelings. Some of us are more comfortable writing about action. Both approaches are valid. So whether you're writing a plot-driven story or a character-driven story, you want to construct the character's change and attach it to that character's journey as he or she moves through the plot. Whatever your character does, whatever happens, follows an internal shift. The trick is to have the outer journey and inner journey coalesce so that they amplify each other. In any story, there's a duality between what's happening on the surface and what's happening beneath the surface, inside the heart and soul of a character. It's not just that things change on the surface, but your characters change. It's ongoing. It's dynamic. Your character will evolve in his or her understanding of self, of the people around them, and the world. So you want to connect the inner and outer story. In this episode, I'm going to give you three ways to think about connecting your character's internal story to the outer story the plot. I'll give you some questions to explore, and we'll finish up with talking about how to bring both external and internal goals into each scene. So let's get right to it. Here are three approaches you can use to integrate the outer story with the character's inner story. Number one, motive. Often I'll get stories where characters are motivated to act only because of necessities driven by the story's external events, the plot, rather than the character's internal drive. Plot-driven writers often motivate characters with external circumstances, and that's fine. That can be thrilling, but they don't automatically pull the reader in emotionally. So you want to think about what's really motivating your character, aside from they must do this because if they don't, X will happen. Characters can be motivated by restlessness, boredom, frustration, feeling unfulfilled, a desire for adventure, feeling incomplete or unworthy. Maybe they feel unlovable. Maybe they just want to be desired. So, motive. Number two, inner need. The inner need could be resistance to change. Maybe your character needs to prove something or to be loved by a particular person. Maybe he wants to fit in or stand out. Maybe she wants to understand some transgression from her past. A character may be driven by a need for self-forgiveness or to unload a secret. They may want wholeness or healing, autonomy, freedom. It's an inner need that would exist independently of your plot, even if the external events were never to happen. We all have inner needs that we're not necessarily conscious of, but they are running the show. The external events may complicate or frustrate that need, but it's what motivates us to take action, despite our resistance, despite our fear and faulty beliefs about self or about how the world operates. In story, there's an underlying and as of yet unmet need that's always present. It's always creating tension, even if it's just below your character's own awareness. The important thing is that you know it's there. So, number two, inner need. Number three, personal stakes. You want to ask what's at stake personally for your protagonist. You have to give your character a reason why they must act for themselves rather than merely react to the story's circumstances. In order to get their inner need met, they need to take action. They do something that scares them. They need to take a stand. They need to transcend themselves. Okay, the next question is, how do you bring the inner and outer story together? Well, you can start with one element, either a plot event or a step in your character's inner transformation. Pick any plot event. It can be a big event or a small event, and ask, what does this mean to your protagonist? What does it provoke inside? Ask, what do they think about what's happening? What do they feel? How do they feel about themselves? What are the implications personally for your character? Now, if your story is more character-driven, pick one emotionally significant moment, a moment when your protagonist is on the brink of changing. Now, don't default to inner monologue here. This is a very common mistake writers make with stories that are more internally driven than plot driven. Instead, what is your character compelled to do to satisfy this need? What's the thing he doesn't want to do that he's been resisting? have him do it anyway. The idea is to attach thoughts and feeling to the action. What happens means something. It has personal implications. In turn, the meaning makes something happen. It conveys both what happens and how a human being is striving to reach something larger than themselves, something they didn't at the outset believe was even possible. Okay, let's talk about how to bring the outer and inner story together in a scene. When we're building scenes, the first decision is to establish your point of view character's goal. What your protagonist wants to get, do, discover, or avoid, that's the outward goal. It's visible, it's concrete, it's the external objective of that scene. But just as important is your character's invisible goal, the emotional goal. Sometimes the emotional goal is the only objective. It's not always an outward goal. So here's what you can do next. Number one, identify your protagonist's greatest, most urgent inner need. Think of something that would preoccupy your protagonist even if the story's external events were never to happen. Take any scene from your work in progress. You're going to rewrite the scene with your character's underlying need in mind, but you're going to allow that need to be just below the surface of your protagonist's awareness. Number two, look at your character and ask, what does he or she have to do, get, pursue, or avoid? That's your scene's external goal. Then shift inward. What's your character's internal need? What does she want to feel? That's the emotional goal. Now ask, what's pulling this character closer to or farther away from the emotional goal post in this scene? What's making it impossible to achieve? Who or what is getting in the way? And how does this character try to reach the emotional goal in spite of what's happening? Okay, let's wrap this up. The structure of a story doesn't rely on plot alone. The movement in a story comes mostly from the inside. It's ongoing. It doesn't come fully at the end. The most powerful stories connect the outer story, the plot, with the inner story, character. Here are three things to explore. Number one, motive. Go beneath external motivations, the ones that are merely motivated by what happens. Number two, inner need. Something that would preoccupy your character independent of any plot. Think of this as the engine of your plot. And number three, personal stakes. This compels your character to take action despite fear, despite his or her own resistance. So what does your character stand to gain? What does your character stand to lose? What hangs in the balance? There's a feedback loop. In every scene, outward events lead inward and inner moments manifest in something outward. So there you have it. Thanks for hanging out with me today. And if you know any writers who need some support in their writing, please share this episode or the Writer Unleashed podcast in general. And if you love what you're listening to, subscribe on your favorite listening platform and please leave me a review. Reading how this podcast impacts your writing truly lights me up and helps me create topics for the show. Till next time, keep writing, and I'll talk to you soon.